Hello and welcome to somewhat sunny South Florida. It's beautiful and warm here as the Jaguars are on the road this week here on Jaguars.com. I'm Brian Sexton. Of course, you know Jeff Loggeman. And let's start with a football team that is coming down here trying to build some momentum against a Dolphins team that's trying to do the exact same thing.
Well, now I think that the Dolphins gained a little bit of momentum in the last couple weeks. They ended up playing the Patriots pretty well a couple weeks ago and then last week took the 49ers down to the wire. So I think that they have a lot of confidence, especially going against a team like the Jaguars that have been struggling.
Chad Henne returns to face his former team. Can you shed some light? Does he care one way or another about beating the Dolphins, or is it simply getting a win and trying to give himself a better chance at earning this job in 2013?
Well, I think it always means more when you're going against your old team, and some of the staff has changed, obviously, with the head coaching change with Philbin down here in Miami, but you still want to show the general manager that he made a mistake. So Chad is going to be motivated. It's going to help him having Cecil Shorts. It looks like he's going to end up playing. So that will help him. And Chad's got a lot to play for. You know, Mike Mularkey gave him an opportunity to try to win the job in the remaining weeks. And hopefully the protection up front will allow him some time to get the ball to Cecil Shorts and Justin Blackmon.
You watch the tape, unlike most people. So how well has he played? Keeping in mind that most people don't see where the responsibility breaks down up front.
I think he's been pretty good. I think he can be better. But I think as people around him play better, then he's going to be better also. But protection has to be of the utmost importance in this ball game. Cameron Wake, fourth in the National Football League in sacks, 14 sacks. He's a tremendous player. How he went undrafted and had to kind of make his way through the CFL, nobody really knows. But he's a great player. Cameron Bradfield is going to have his hands full. But the offensive line, if you look at Chad Henne's pass attempts and also the number of times that he's been sacked almost 10% of the amount of times that he has in a number of attempts. And that's not a good number.
Okay, Mike Brewster broke his hand in Buffalo. Eben Britton didn't play well last week. So all of a sudden now, here's Austin Pasdor, who's coming off the practice squad. I just saw him on the plane the last time in Buffalo. I thought, who's that guy?
Yeah, he actually made the trip because they reward the practice squad guys that do well in practice, and they allow them to go on the trip. And he's a Virginia guy. He played alongside Eugene Monroe for 1 year at the University of Virginia. He actually has been living in Eugene Monroe's guest house. So they obviously know each other very well. Hopefully they'll perform better than what they got last week at home, because that last play of the game, a three-man rush that they were able to get a hit on Chad Henne and cause the interception against the Jets was really unforgivable. And so hopefully they'll get some better production with him in the lineup. But, you know, you're talking about a practice squad guy getting his first NFL start. You know, and Eugene Monroe, poor Eugene Monroe. Eugene Monroe has now had, how many, was this five? Is this number five?
If Will Rackley had played, it would have been the fifth. Rackley, Herb Taylor, Mike Brewster, Eben Britton, and now Pasdor.
That's crazy. You know, because offensive line is so much about, just like me and you when we work. I mean, we know when to jump in, when you're taking a breath. And with an offensive line, you know when the set is going to be this, and you know how a guy kind of treats certain looks. And with Eugene Monroe, I mean, he has not had any consistency all year long.
Cecil Shorts does come back. You touched on that. How big is that for Henne to have another guy, another weapon who can stretch the field?
Well, it's big because Cecil Shorts is one of the best deep threats, in my opinion, in the league, especially young players. He's got a strong challenge. The Miami Dolphins are pretty good in the secondary and have a pretty good defense. But the question that I have is, how will Cecil Shorts come back from the head injury? Some players you see come back are almost hesitant. Will he play with reckless abandon like Cecil has done up until the hit that he took in Buffalo? We don't know that. So that question's got to be answered early in the ballgame tomorrow.
Can the Jaguars stop Reggie Bush?
Yeah, Reggie Bush is Reggie Bush.
But they've given up 157 a game the last six.
They have as a defense, but Reggie Bush is a good player. But Reggie Bush is not an elite player in the league. He's a good player, but he's not an elite player.
Last time Jason Babin was here last December, he had three sacks. Can the Jaguars get some pressure?
Well, I would like to think that Jason Babin can have a good game. And the reason why I say that is Jake Long is on injured reserve with the torn tricep. And what they've done is taken their right tackle, moved him to left tackle, and then they have Gardner at right tackle, who is a relative newcomer to the starting lineup. So the Miami Dolphins left tackle, to just go back here a second, the guy that they moved from right tackle to left tackle, he is a rookie. And then the right tackle they have starting now is relatively the newcomer to the starting position. So if there was ever a game the defensive ends should have success, this would be it.
Final thought, don't you wish this was a divisional game and we got to come stay here every year?
I'm not a fan of South Florida, Brian.
Just for a trip?
I'm not a fan of South Florida.
And that is a great way to end on the road. We'll talk to you tomorrow.